Late last night, the Department of Homeland Security issued a new rule regarding the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, known as DACA. In response to a court order, the government will resume processing DACA renewals. It means the Dreamers, who were about to lose their work authorizations, can re-up. One of them is Tolu Aleshinloya. Her DACA status would have ended on March 22nd. She joins us now from Miami to give her reaction. Good morning.
Hi. What a night.
What a night. Well, first of all, tell me how you heard the news and what your reaction was.
Well, of course, I had a news alert. I got feed from Twitter, and I have a bunch of friends who are also DACA recipients. So all of my group chats were blowing up about the fact that we're able to renew. So it's a really relieving thing. It's definitely not a permanent fix, but we're relieved to know that we have a next action to take, but in no way does it stop us from wanting a permanent solution. You know, we just can't live news alert to news alert.
Do you know what this means? Have you spoken to your lawyer?
I have not spoken to my lawyer. So since this happened late last night, I plan to give my lawyer a call and see if he can get back to me. I emailed him to see what this means. And should I start collecting all of my documentation, and I basically have to get a little bit over $500. I'm ready to begin the process of filing my renewal.
Take us back and explain briefly how you came to the United States.
Sure. So I arrived legally on a visiting visa with my parents when I was 3 years old. And I later found out as an adult that as a result of those expired visiting visas that I was considered an illegal status.
So your parents came in with a visitor's visa, they overstayed that visa, and you grew up thinking that you were an American citizen and then found out later that you weren't?
Yes, correct.
So when the DACA program came up, were you nervous about applying?
Absolutely. I had received a few people telling me that this wasn't a good idea, that I should not provide all of my information to the government because it was an executive order. The next administration would cancel it. So I was terrified, but it just seemed like the better option rather than, you know, staying in the shadows. I wanted to try to do something that would hopefully allow me to have a path to citizenship. And this seemed like the best. This was the only line that I could get on.
You went to school, you graduated from university. And what do you do now for work?
Yeah, so I work in merchandising strategy at Tiffany & Company, the jewelry company. So I manage a group of 20 stores in the Southeast market. And so it's been really stressful, given that my job is to strategize and look forward for the next quarters and the next year, and I have no idea what my status will be.
You were up in Capitol Hill speaking to lawmakers from both parties. Just briefly, how confident are you that they will be able to make a deal on DACA?
I was at Capitol Hill last week, and it seems like the tide has turned. I met Nancy Pelosi. I met people from both sides, and it seemed like from the conservative side and Democratic side that people do want to come to a resolution. So while I feel confident that we will come to a resolution, I feel almost like as confident as a hostage, and we just really need them to act.
Tolu Aleshinloya is a DACA recipient in Miami. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.